Kindergartner pre-qualifies to become a NASA scientist. This story may be true, or it may be untrue, but all the characters are fictional. Listen to the story only if you have nothing else constructive to do. Little Johnny is in kindergarten, and he's 5 years old. His teacher, Miss Gertrude von Braun, was so impressed with how little Johnny had handled himself in a recent conflict, she made a recommendation she never made before. Before we get to her extraordinary recommendation, perhaps it would help to tell you what impressed her so much about little Johnny. Miss von Braun has taught kindergarten for 66 years, and her passion to manipulate children's minds, stimulate children's minds, is unparalleled. Since she was raised in the era of exploration in outer space, and since her own grandfather became a scientist for NASA after a prominent career as a Nazi scientist for Hitler, she spends all her time watching NASA videos and reading about the latest space discoveries. She's particularly fascinated with theories of dark matter. This is why she has never married. Not because of her obsession with dark matter, but because she never has any free time. She has always decorated her classroom with a theme of astronauts and rockets and images of galaxies billions of light years away. She's convinced such imagery stimulates creativity in her students. And she often dreams of traveling to a distant galaxy where she meets the alien of her dreams. But she knows that's unlikely to happen during her lifetime. A passion like Miss von Braun's can be infectious, especially around young, impressionable minds. And just like a virus from a Chinese bioweapons lab, her passion usually spreads among the children each school year, at least among the slower students who go along to get along. It was a gloomy winter morning. NASA had canceled its scheduled launch because of the weather, and all the children had their foreheads resting on the backs of their palms on their desktops as they took a short rest, which they do every day after their playground time. Miss von Braun was sitting at her desk, as she usually does, browsing her laptop for today's featured NASA images. She discovered she has to be circumspect about this, because more than a few times, she accidentally drooled on her dirndl as she became mesmerized while gazing at images of brightly colored stars and galaxies. While drooling on her dirndl has never been a concern outside the classroom, in the classroom, one of the students would occasionally raise their heads during rest time to see her drooling and burst out chuckling. The entire classroom, as if on signal that Miss von Braun was drooling again, would all burst out in hearty laughter. While she is used to humiliation, she finds it most uncomfortable. But the day came when the success of little Johnny's programming revealed itself, and Ms. von Braun had such a sharp epiphany, she fell out of her chair and rolled out from behind her desk. Exactly what gave Ms. von Braun that sharp epiphany? After the children finished their short rest time, one of her prettiest students, whose name is Angel, declared by their parents to be gender neutral, shared a traumatic experience on the playground involving little Johnny. Angel had a lunch ticket, which they showed little Johnny, after little Johnny accidentally knocked Angel off the swing, and Angel bruised their forehead in the sand. Little Johnny asked if he could hold the ticket to see it closer, to which Angel agreed. After looking at the ticket for a few seconds, little Johnny put it in his pocket and ran off. Without a lunch ticket, Angel, who was already underweight, would likely get skinnier. After hearing the distressed pleas of Angel, Ms. von Braun decided to have a one-on-one with little Johnny. Whenever she had to have a talk like this with one of her students, she used a psychological tactic intended to disarm the student so the student would tell everything without any awareness that the student's own life could be at risk. At this early age, her students were unaware of their Fifth Amendment rights on self-incrimination, their Fourth Amendment right to privacy, their First Amendment rights to freedom of speech and freedom of religion, and of course, the students were never aware of their Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. When, not if, the student admitted their sins, Ms. Van Braan could use that information against them. But the exercise also gave Ms. Van Braan an opportunity to gain insight into how a young mind would handle psychological trauma. The conversation went like this.
Little Johnny, did you take Angel's lunch ticket and keep it?
That depends on what you mean by keep.
How could you justify taking Angel's lunch ticket?
That's easy. I deserved her lunch ticket, more than she did.
Do you feel you are entitled to other people's things?
Oh, yes, of course. I remember what you taught us, Miss Van Braan, that we all came from primordial soup and from apes, and how the whole universe is just, I think you said, some kind of accident. So I figured to have a little accident of my own on the playground. Believe me, Miss Van Braan, there's no rhyme or reason to what happened.
And you think you can justify that as an accident?
Yes, ma'am. If you were an accident, and I was an accident, and Angel was an unfortunate accident, and the entire universe and the whole Earth came from an explosion from nothing, then that lunch ticket could surely find its way into my pants pocket. It's just happenstance, ma'am. There's no meaning to it, right?
Don't you feel even a little guilty for what you've done?
How could I, ma'am? As you taught us, there's no God of creation. And if there's no God, how could there be guilt if I never committed a sin?
Did you also spin Angel on the merry-go-round until she threw up?
Oh, yes, ma'am, I did. But I spun the merry-go-round in the opposite direction of the Earth's rotation. So if anything, she should have felt herself slowing down in, I think you call it, a time-space continuum.
What about the throw-up?
Do you have any CGIs?
Did it occur to you that Angel might get hungry without lunch? Did you think about giving her ticket back? Especially since you already have 3 tickets in your other pocket, and I'm not going to even ask where those tickets came from.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I truly was going to give it back. I was. But when I took it out of my pocket, the wind caught it, and it took off across the playground. I chased it all the way to the barbed wire fence around our playground, but it suddenly shot straight up like it was caught in some sort of black hole.
Little Johnny, there are no black holes on Earth. Maybe you meant a micro-tornado or an updraft.
Yes, what you said. I watched that ticket go higher and higher until it went completely out of sight. Maybe the ticket is on an alien spaceship now, or maybe it's going through the Van Allen radiation belt into outer space. Ma'am, do you think NASA astronauts will see it someday through the window of their spaceship while they're looking at the blue Earth?
Are you sure you don't have that ticket still in your pocket?
Oh, no, ma'am. It disappeared forever, just like all that data and the tapes and the photos from NASA's trip to the moon. Remember how it all magically disappeared, ma'am? That ticket did the same thing. I can't explain it, ma'am. No one can.
Little Johnny, what do you want to do with your life?
Miss Von Braun, I know exactly what I want to do. I want to go where no man has ever gone.
I'm sorry, little Johnny, but the school district's policy now allows boys into the girls' bathroom, since we no longer have genders at this school.
No, ma'am, I didn't mean that. I mean outer space. I want to be one of those clowns in the spacesuits.
Do you mean astronauts?
Yes, ma'am.
Why, little Johnny, is it about becoming rich and famous?
Oh, no, ma'am. It's not the money. No, I want to be an astronaut because you got me so excited about exploring that last frontier in space. It's about, what did you say? Something bigger than me and bigger than all of us. I want to do things that are impossible. I want to live without accountability to anyone except NASA, and I want to wear one of those cables the astronauts wear when they pretend to move around inside a space shuttle. I want to be a conspiracy, ma'am.
Little Johnny, you're only 5 years old. Why are you so certain you want to work for NASA and be an astronaut?
Because you can say anything. And everyone believes you, ma'am. You don't have to have any proof of anything. You can just make stuff up about what happens in outer space on those spaceships, and no one will ever know. I don't have to say, the dog ate my homework, because no one believes that anymore, especially because I have a cat. But I could say, my homework got sucked out the portal of the spaceship into the vacuum of outer space. No one can ever disprove that, ma'am. I can lie for a whole career, and if anyone doesn't believe my lies, all I have to say to win the argument is, follow the science, you idiot. That's for me. It's not about the money. It's about controlling people, like I controlled Angel. I was just being a good NASA clown on the playground, ma'am.
Astronaut.
Right.
Fine, then. You go sit down, little Johnny, and don't steal any more of Angel's tickets, or I'll have to start lying for you, too.
It was at this moment that Mrs. Von Braun realized she had a genius among her students, one who, as far as she could tell, had pre-qualified to be the perfect NASA employee. She opened up her laptop and looked at what she had been reading before her talk with little Johnny. She read it again. Quote, named for the father of modern rocketry, Robert H. Goddard, the Goddard Center was created on May 1, 1959, and is home to more than 8,000 scientists, engineers, and researchers engaged in understanding Earth science, the solar system, and the universe beyond. The center's current director wrote, engineers and scientists did not go to work for Goddard or NASA for money. They went to work there because they were fired up with excitement over the prospect of exploring a frontier no human had ever entered before. End quote. This was the sharp epiphany. She knew it then. Ms. Von Braun knew immediately she had to write NASA's HR department and tell them about little Johnny. The perfect place for him would be the Goddard Center at NASA. They might as well open a file on him and start his resume early. Miss Von Braun sat back with a deep sense of contentment.
This is why I preach, teach, to mold impressionable minds and fulfill the evolutionary mission. So long as I walk or crawl on this globe, this is what this is all about. This is who I am. This is what I do.
She finished her letter to NASA with what she thought was the ultimately persuasive argument.
I am certain little Johnny has the right mindset and personality that could be molded precisely to suit NASA's heliocentric vision. I have laid the foundation for you by thoroughly brainwashing him with all things NASA And Darwinian. He is the perfect Mancherian candidate. I should know, as I was selected for the MK Ultra program myself when I was his age. And look how I turned out.